Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Once again, what's up, people? This is Speaking Like You're Thinking Radio. I'm your host, Naj Know-It-All, and I'm joined by the expert on all things sports, Mr. Craig Barzy. What's good, man?
Much, man. Just taking this all in.
Oh, okay, man. I had an off day today, man. I tried out one of Atlanta's fine gentlemen establishments, and I was real disappointed, man.
Sounds like you got your money took, boy.
You could say that for other folks, but not me, man.
Yeah, there we go. That's not what.
I did the slow Heineken sip up in that thing, man.
That's not what them shoe models gonna say.
Yeah, that's how it went down today, man. Boring day. But it wasn't a boring day in sports, man, because we had everything to look at with the playoff games. We had the two championship games, set up the Super Bowl teams. And were you surprised, sir? That's my first question.
I'll tell you the truth, man. I was pulling for the Jets. I wasn't surprised the Colts won, though, man.
Mm-hmm. Better team won.
Yeah. And with the Vikings, man, I expected it to be a close game.
Yeah.
I figured there'd be points put up across the board, but it was getting kind of, tell you the truth, man, if you really look at it, probably Vikings probably should have won that game, man.
I mean, if you look at the stats and the way the game was going and the times that they were in the red zone, they left a lot of points on the board. But my saying would be, hey, man, like I said earlier this season, man, the football gods will not allow them to win a Super Bowl with what Brett Favre did, man. Because, I mean, it was uncanny, man, five fumbles. These guys, they haven't had three turnovers all season in one game. They had five fumbles. Peterson couldn't hold on to it. Favre had a misplay on one of the handoffs along with the two picks, including the Brett Favre special at the end.
I don't know, man. That was it was a crazy game there for a second, man. It was getting real crazy. Peterson fumbling right and left. You know, he was looking like a Division II back, man, out there, man, out the field, man. Can't hold on to the ball. People just
something looking like a young Tiki Barber.
Yeah, man. For real, man. Somebody should have Tiki should have phoned in or tweeted his ass during the game, told him how to hold that shit high and tight, man. I really don't understand
somebody.
What the hell was going on there, man.
I'm gonna tell you though, man. As bad as that guy played, man, I will give him props for that one play, man. Where that man fumbled, and, man, in one of the hardest little, I guess, showings of heart and hustle, that man somehow beat about five Saints to that ball, man.
Yeah, for real.
That was an incredible recovery because, I mean, it was the whole thing of being the GOAT. You know that was hanging on his head heavy, and that dude was determined to pick up that ball. And too bad he didn't hold on to it with that same determination. But you know what I mean? It was a good thing to see.
Likely to get his ass benched, man.
Tell the truth, I'm surprised it didn't happen, considering they got Taylor in the backfield. One of the better backups in the league. But, the most important thing still is, of course it wasn't a game decider, but no matter what, just the fact that the play happened, man. What did you think about the Favre play?
With the interception?
Yeah.
All right, man. It was a bad throw, man. He should never threw back across the middle, man. But that's Brett Favre. When you put pressure on Brett Favre, you try to make plays, man. Sometimes when plays aren't there, that's something that Brett Favre, I don't know, maybe that's just ingrained in it, man. He thinks he can make a play sometimes even when it's not there, man. That dude had a tight window. He still tried to fit it back in. Guys were coming back across the middle. You know what I mean? When you got to throw across your body, man, he didn't have enough zip to get that in there, man. There was no way. You're talking about guys literally 3-4 feet from the ball. You're trying to fit in a 15, a 15-yard rope pass back across your body, man, to Sidney Rice, it wasn't going to happen, man.
I got to say, too, man, I was kind of I didn't want him to make it into a pick six. I will say that, man. As much as I don't like Farr, I didn't want the man to go out like that, man.
Hey, why not?
And it almost became a pick six.
Hey, why not, man? That's what he's known for. He's known for crazy stuff like that, man. Why not?
Yeah. He almost made it happen, man. He almost made it happen. Do the Saints look as high powered as they did earlier this year to you?
Nah.
As far as offensively?
Nah, man. Tell you the truth, man. Look like your boy Drew Brees was out there with a noodle arm at the end of the game, man. I didn't know what the hell was going on, man. He was throwing some ducks out there. He might look like he blew out a rotator cuff or something. He was out there wobbly throws and late in the fourth quarter, man. I don't know what the hell was going on with him, man.
He got a little tight.
Yeah, something was happening, man. He wasn't there as accurate as he's been, man. You watch that Arizona game, man. He was putting ball right on money. But this game, man, he started out like maybe it was the pressure, man.
And do you think they hurt themselves trying to force feed Bush a little too much?
Nah, man. They tell you the truth, man. They probably if we got Bush the ball a little bit more, man, they probably would have done because nobody could cover him out the backfield. You saw it on that 30-yard pass play when he was on the linebacker, man. And,
yeah.
I mean, they tried to hand the ball off to him, man. Really had that one bad play where he muffed that punt.
That was a big bad play, though, man. If Minnesota makes something with that, might have a different ball game.
Halftime, too, man.
Yeah. Because Peyton Manning and the Colts showed how important those halftime scores are, man. Kind of sucked the momentum out the other team.
I hate the damn Colts, man. I got to give it to them, man. I got to give it to them. Their defense, man, they were out there looking like I don't know, the boys were beasted, man. They were out there making tackles, man. That damn bracket, man. That big-headed, mallet-head, man. Man, I'm so sick of that cat, man. That dude is like the biggest overachiever in the freaking game, man. I just don't understand it, man.
You don't know how he gets it done, but he gets it done. It's crazy.
Hey, nobody can stop that cat from making a play, man. They can't even block his ass sometimes, man. I'm like, hey, somebody damn just trip that dude up, man. Oh, man, that dude made me sick, man. I hate that son of a bitch, man.
Yeah, he did some work,
man.
He did some work. Well, you might have to hate him this year as champs, man, because that's really who I'm riding on in this big bowl game, man. I don't see the Saints beating them, man. It's going to be interesting, though. But to see them take away Reggie Wayne and for Peyton to just say, okay, well, I'll just go to Colley and Garcon.
Yeah, that damn Garcon, boy, jeez. Where the hell did they find him?
Yeah, man. What was it, Mount Union, something like that?
Yeah, Bill Belichick school.
Out there putting in work. He was playing with a heavy heart, man. He had Haiti on the mind. When I talked to you earlier that day, he was like, man, this Garcon kid is breaking tackles everywhere.
Yeah, man. He was out there manhandling people, man. Just looking ugly, man. Man, they try to put that damn Lito Shepherd, man. It was ugly, man. They put other cats on him, man. You just go and slap the hell off, man. Just making catches. Dudes try to rough him up on a catch, man. They just bouncing off the kid, man. Ridiculous.
Man, I thought Lito Shepherd was out of Philly out of a contract dispute. I didn't know it was somewhat based on performance. That's not the same Lito from back in the day, man.
Oh, man, they got rid of him, man, because they got rid of him from Philly when they signed that Asante Samuels, man. And they really had no spot. They kept him for a year. You know, like they
praised
him when they got him. They kept him for a year. He was doing pretty good. And then they got, I guess, that kind of like, you know, built up his stock the way they could trade him. And they traded him to the Jets, man. I think I want to say they got a second-round pick out of that.
Hmm. Well, he sure as hell don't look like he's worth a second rounder now, man. He and Lowry, that man was picking on them all day.
Yeah, it was
take away one, I just do these.
Yeah, man, it was ugly, man. Ugly.
Running
Damn,
game
I
got a
them.
Little something.
Yeah, Dye started getting on their asses, man. Started out at what's that dickhead from Connecticut, man? That little
Donald Brown.
Yeah, he started getting on him early. Man, I can't stand the Colts.
Well, like I said, man, I think you're going to be mad this year then, man, because I think they're taking it all away, man. It's going to be a hard team to beat right there, man. We can see what the Saints can do, but when you depend on those turnovers like that, man, it's hard to believe in you.
And they had some stops here and there, man, but, I mean, they beat the shit out of Brett Favre, man.
Oh,
man. Did you see that after the game, man?
I didn't
even know he was beating up like that, man. They beat the living shit out of him, man.
Yes, they did.
Imagine if they do that to Peyton Manning. You think Peyton Manning going to play the whole game the way he took as many hits? Probably NFL.
No, I think the ball will be gone, though. The ball will be gone. I don't think Peyton will hold it like Brett did.
Brett Favre was getting rid of the ball, too. But he was still getting hit after the play.
You got to throw this in there, too, though. They haven't been that physical all year with the other quarterbacks. So, I mean, it was a complete surprise. I mean, the Colts will be somewhat prepared for it now after seeing what they did to Favre. I'm sure Favre didn't expect to be hit on damn near every pass the man threw. They cleaned him out on the pitch to Harvey.
Yeah.
Your man, Bobby McCray, cleaned him out on that play.
Gator boy, man. Blew his ass up.
And since we bring it up, Bobby McCray, man, we do have to say, man, a moment of silence for the boy Kurt Warner, man. In that last playoff game, since we weren't on at the time, man, I do have to acknowledge that Bobby McCray, not Kurt Warner,
Hey, man, he actually buried him, man. I'm sure he was looking him up. As soon as that dunk happened, man, he was probably looking the quarterback up.
Man, he gave it to the boy Kurt. I mean, he gave it to Brett yesterday. No doubt, but he gave it to Kurt 10 times worse, man.
Yeah, man. The Jaguars, man, I knew it was a bad move when they let that dude go, man.
Oh, I got some Jaguar news for you, sir.
Yeah,
via Twitter.
Huh?
Via Twitter by the agent of one Mr. David Garrard, he will be playing in the Pro Bowl. He's the third alternate, and now he'll be going to the Pro Bowl this year.
From the words of Derek Coleman, the quote Derek Coleman, whoopty damn do.
Is this the worst player having a – well, I don't want to say worst player because the man has – he's shown flashes of ability at times, but is this the worst season of somebody getting to the Pro Bowl you've seen?
Because
you watch just about every game, right? Jags, you watched about every game this year.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, the Garrard, man, he's not a Pro Bowler. I mean, he's only going by default, man. Eventually, if enough people can't play, you get down to, you know, shit. They might as well just say, man, we just playing with two quarterbacks. Damn it, shit.
The Garrard
ain't no
Pro
Bowler, man.
Yeah, but the thing about stuff like this is you look at it years later and you say, oh, damn. Garrard played in two Pro Bowls. Kind of makes the guy look better than he was. But, oh well, man. He's in there, so we'll see what he does when he gets on the field, man. I'm sure some of these guys are going to take it serious, though. Some of these guys who wouldn't have gone. So that's at least a little something.
Man, that's ridiculous. Garrard ain't no Pro Bowler, man. That's a...
Nah, not at all, man.
Offensive, man.
Oh, LeBron and Dwayne Wade are on right now, in case you didn't know. Wade had 30 at half.
It
looks like a good game, man.
If you ask me, that's who the cat they should be trying to get to New York, man.
Was that D-Wade? Yeah, I mean, It would make more sense. It ain't like he's leaving a lot of talent in Miami, hell.
Hey, man, you forget the great, the future Hall of Famer.
Darko!
Nah, man, what's the lefty, man? Pot lefty, man, what's his name?
Oh, Danilo?
Nah, man, the pot-smoking lefty, man.
Hell, that's hard to think of.
Oh,
you talking about Beasley. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that guy.
Future Hall of Famer, son. How you going to leave him? How you going to leave him, man?
Damn.
Hall of Famer, B.
Just a year later, man, to think it would have been O.J. and D-Wade. Like I said, man, I always said I was down on O.J. coming out, so I can't sit up and say I wouldn't have done the same thing. But O.J. and D-Wade looks a hell of a lot better than Beasley and D-Wade. Hell of a lot better.
Yeah, you're right.
What's your Super Bowl prediction, sir?
Am I with the head or what I'm hoping happens?
No, just for the bowl, whatever you want, however you want to play it.
I'm going for New Orleans all the damn way. I'm hoping they damn spin that shit, field goal or whatever, man. Interception, run back, whatever, man. New Orleans win that shit, man. I can't see Steve Manning and his damn Down syndrome looking ass, man. On defense.
It'll take them beating them up like they did Favre, man.
And I hope so. I remember when somebody drilled Peyton in the mouth, man. He was on his jaw swollen, man. I remember that shit. He was calling out the offensive line then, man. Peyton Manning, bitch, man. I'm telling you, man. You will see, man. That dude, people will be like, oh, yeah, give him Peyton Manning all the credit, man. He's the first to call people out, man. First to call teammates out at any time, man. You'll see that shit.
He does it. Hey, but I give him this, though, man. He'll be crying for those flags like other people, man. I give him that. He don't sit up and jump up and down. He hit me. He was close to my knees. That was close to the head. He doesn't do that. So I give him that, man.
Because the NFL ready to do it for him, man. NFL, the refs already do it for him. He ain't got to cry nothing. That's already known, man. Man, better watch out. Better not hit Peyton Manning. So and so. Yeah, with Peyton Manning, man. Tired of that guy, man. Yeah, got all day back there sitting in the pocket, man. You can't even blitz that son of a bitch. The son of a bitch is just, he blitz, man. He already reading stuff, man. I don't know what happened to the 3-4 defense, man. They used to be able to run it where Peyton Manning could never. Maybe it's the cornerback. I don't know, man. Peyton Manning, it was hard. It was hard to damn go up against 3-4 defense. Peyton Manning. Maybe he just got that much better, man. Who the hell knows?
I think it's a thing of him getting better and also just not having the pressure of having all those star guys to where he had Harrison and Wayne on the outside trying to keep everybody happy. Now it's like, hell, Collie and Garcon, what the hell are they going to say they come back in the huddle? You know what I mean? If they don't get it, they don't get it.
Fuck him.
So he could probably be a little more, I don't know, be a little more measured with where he throws it. Doesn't have to worry about keeping somebody happy.
He missed some throws, though, man. He missed some throws yesterday, though. He missed a bunch of them early in the game, man. But, shoot, man, he got his bearings come that final drive before halftime. And then they came out, man. They just sliced and diced those boys up, man, on defense, man. Every pass, they just did what they wanted that whole second half, man. They couldn't stop them, man.
You could see it on Rex Ryan's face, man.
Yeah, man.
I watched the replay. He was sick.
Somebody need to get his fat ass out there and be defensive tackle. He wanted to help. I doubt that would even have helped out, man. All he would have done, I probably just pissed Peyton Manning off, man. They probably might have scored another 20 points on that.
He wouldn't have done nothing but talk anyway. Run that yap. ESPN is reporting that the boy Cable's coming back to the Raiders next year. Of course, the Raiders have come out and said that they don't know, that they're not sure yet.
Man, what are the Raiders sure about? They don't know whether they don't know whether they're coming or going, man. They don't really make a difference. If Tom Cable come back or Tom. Let me predict. The Raiders will have a losing season next season, no matter who their coach is. Book it.
Are you saying if Jamarcus is not behind center, they still won't win?
They still ain't winning, Jack, man. I mean, come on, man. Let's be real. As long as Al Davis running the show, man, them dudes ain't winning shit.
So what is it going to take to get Al out the door?
Good question, man. Maybe the whole heart give out type of ordeal, man. Who the hell knows, man?
Or even not out the door, just to take somebody else on as a, you know what I mean? Some type of person to talk to about some of the personnel moves instead of going by his gut or whatever he's doing.
Al Davis don't listen to nobody. Al Davis, man, still living back. Al Davis, man, is like, hey, man, Al Davis play callers from 1975. That's his playbook, man. Stupid crap that they've done, man, over the past couple of years, man.
Yeah.
That junk is ridiculous, man. That bed and breakfast dude being your offensive coordinator dude last coached in 1980-something, man. When Randy Moss was there, man, this is in 2000, man. This dude was an offensive coordinator like 1988 or something. This dude back
right.
being your – was running the bed and breakfast back being off an OC in the NFL. For
he dusted off the old playbook.
Not to mention, it was on your boy Art Shell's watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell Archell was smart. Maybe he was told by Al.
Hey,
Davis.
Take this bullet for me, man.
Nah, he was
give
probably told,
dollars.
Hey, man, we're going to have you as our coach, and this is going to be your OC. You're like, sure, I guess so. All right, I'll take the job. Hell, it's an NFL gig.
Yeah, and is that another story in itself, just the fact that NFL gigs are so hard to get for minorities that Archell said, well, fuck it, I'll take it.
Had to be.
With this Chan Gailey rehire, man, honestly, man, it's a slap in the face to all these guys who are working hard, waiting for their opportunity, going on these play interviews that they're going on where they know the team has already picked their guy. That's a slap in the face to them, man, that Buffalo would go and get Chan Gailey, man.
It is, man, but hey, you know how the game is, man. Coaches retread, man. That's how they do it, man. They you know, this guy got experience, man. They said they wanted to go with a coach has been. You know what? To me, man.
Man, they do whatever's convenient for them. A couple of years ago, when Mike Smith and Harbaugh and everybody came in, it was about we got to get these new blood in here. We got to get new faces in. Now all of a sudden, new jobs open up and it's. Well, we want somebody with experience, so we're going to go get somebody with the experience of losing. You're going to go get Chan Gailey. Man, what the hell is that, man?
Hey, man, I told you, man, another 3-4 years, man, it would be another new coach in there. To me, man, what I don't get is how the hell is Marty Schottenheimer not on the top of your list?
Right.
How
right,
the hell is
right.
Marty? That don't make no damn sense. If you're going to hire a coach in retread, Marty Schottenheimer
mm-hmm.
should be at the top of your list, man. Marty Schottenheimer, wherever he goes, man, teams get better. If you want to at least try to win, be a 500 ball club, you get Marty
right.
Schottenheimer in your fold, man. I don't understand that shit. Maybe they just didn't want to pay Marty Schottenheimer. Maybe Marty Schottenheimer didn't even want to go there, man. But he would be at the top of my list.
And that changes the whole argument because if this is Marty instead of Chan Gailey we're talking about, then hell no, I wouldn't be saying the same thing. I wouldn't be saying anything for Leslie Frazier or whoever because he's a proven good coach who's won.
Marty
Chan Gailey's a whole other story.
All though, man. Marty Schottenheimer can coach it all, man. Marty Schottenheimer, they say when he's a coach, he goes around and coaches every aspect of the football team. Offense,
right.
he got input. Defense, he got input. Special teams, linebackers, defensive backs. Marty Schottenheimer can coach it all, man.
Chan Gailey got fired as OC at – what preseason? What was it? This preseason?
Yeah.
He didn't make it to the season after getting fired from Georgia Tech, and somehow that lands him this gig. What the hell is that?
Man, good question, man. Maybe they wanted somebody they could manipulate or something. I don't know. I have no idea how Marty Schottenheimer. Hell, even if they really wanted to make it a real coaching retread, Dan Reeves of all people, I could have seen, man.
Yeah, I'm surprised Dan hasn't gotten. I wonder if Dan doesn't want to go, though, with his health and everything.
Yeah, probably.
You would have thought he would have got a shot by now.
Yeah, but that motherfucker is like 82 going on 100 shit.
Right. He's a proven dude, but like he's old as hell. So I don't know. Is he doing that, what, consulting for one of the small schools in Georgia now too.
Yeah.
Because they're setting up their football program. So I guess he got a little bit on his plate, man.
That's crazy, though. Marty Schottenheimer, man, I don't know what people are thinking, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they're scared of that San Diego thing, man. If anything hadn't proved, man, Denny Green said, they are who we thought they were. People see, man, that shit ain't Marty Schottenheimer's fault that San Diego lost those games, man.
Yeah. And I mean, for the most part, any coach, you might have one playoff loss that's on a coach. Like, he made a couple terrible decisions during that playoff season. But you can't look at a guy's playoff career and say, oh, well, he's just not a winner. He hasn't won. Nah, man, playoffs are really dependent on talent, man. If you go into a game and the team is better than your team, hell, you don't knock Rex Ryan for losing this weekend. You know what I mean?
If anything, man, that dude, who's the GM out there, San Diego?
What is his name? Smith, I believe it is. A.J. Smith.
Yeah, man. If anything, he's proven that he should be fired. Because he turns around and gives North Turner a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Based on what, man? North Turner basically has done he had the two wins last year, man. Last year. You mean to tell me if Marty Schottenheimer wasn't the coach, they probably wouldn't have come. If he wouldn't have come back, they wouldn't have at least won one game in the playoffs? I mean, come on, man. North Turner has done nothing. He was handed a Pro Bowler, all-star, loaded, talented roster, man. And for him not to win this game at home, he has to be fired, man.
To an inferior team. I mean, to be outright honest, he got out-coached. There's no other way to say it.
He got out-schemed. His play calling sucked. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look like they were out there expecting, you know, hey, man, the Jets going to just be worn down, blah, blah, blah. We out here going to. Then they were like, oh, shit, it's the fourth quarter, man. We losing. We need to get our shit together, man. By the time they got this shit together, man, like I said, I don't know if you heard it, but we talked about this the other day. That damn Vincent Jackson on game day got arrested for DUI.
On game day, man.
They're a bunch of misfits. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what you can say to a dude that does that, man.
They said the quarterback, Philip Rivers, had to go pick his ass up so that they wouldn't take him to jail. They impounded his car. Philip Rivers had to go get him. That's ridiculous, man.
I don't even know what you can say to a guy then, man.
The way those cats were acting during that game with the personal fouls and the offsides and couldn't get this shit together, man. It's on the coach, yo. That's on the coach. If team can't get this shit together, man, coach need to reel players in, man. Vincent Jackson out there acting the fool, man, like that, man. You know what I mean? John Gruden.
Kicking flags and carrying on.
You think that would have flew with John Gruden? You think that?
Right.
I mean, come on, man. North Turner, man, listen, he's a great OC. I take nothing away from that, man. He ain't no head coach. There's a reason why cats had three, four, and five gigs in the league, man. After a few, man, you just gotta say, listen, man, these guys are really not coaches gonna take you somewhere. Bill Belichick, second go around, he proved he was a different coach. You talking North Turner's what? This is what his either third or fourth gig, man. He is who he is, man. At this point. I don't know what A.J. Smith is thinking giving him a 3-year deal. What are you expecting different than it's going to be last year? I bet you next year they're going to start out slow and they're going to suck, man.
It seems like Smith wants to be the big guy in the room, so he keeps him around so he can be the big guy. Because the thing that's keeping Smith's job is, I don't know if it's the scouting department or if it's his own picks, but they've had great drafts. So I'm guessing that's what's keeping him around. Because, I mean, like you said, Pro Bowl – stocked roster. I mean, nothing but talent up and down.
It was so low, man. Can you imagine the roster of the players that they have let go to other teams, man? We're talking 2 years ago. This team should have won something, man. I mean, you can't blame them, Marty Schottenheimer, man. They had some dumbass cats out there, man. It seems like they still got some cats who get tight. When it gets, when the pressure situations can't get tight and they don't think, Schottenheimer could have done exactly. Probably not even better, man. He's a better coach.
I mean, he was one lucky play away. You remember.
They fumbled.
I want to
say
it was Florence. He got the interception and fumbled it.
Exactly, man. he didn't fumble it. He got it taken away. If he goes down with that ball,
right,
done. Dada, man. But he tried to run it back, make a play, and I forgot who it was, took the ball away from him, from New England Patriots, man. That cost him, man.
And tried to make a play. There's no play there to be made.
And I think dude missed field goals in that game too, man. This
Kading, he missed the first Jets loss a couple years ago. Kading did the same thing he did this year. He missed all those field goals.
Yeah, man. You talk about a dude who asshole is tighter than a dent. You couldn't even put a fucking pin in his ass. That dude was tight and he was shook.
At home.
Yeah. He was scared, man. I ain't seen a dude look so scared like that, man. But other than a cat who you who girlfriend tell him that she's late, man. You know what I mean? Cat was scared, man. Eyes was bugged out, man. He was shook. He was almost looking like, man, not again, man. Don't make me have to kick this.
Please score. Please score.
Yeah, you can see, man, he was shook, man. And Phillip Rivers and them did the right thing, man, getting that thing in the end zone, man. But that shit was too late, man. Dude was making bad decisions out there. When you know your kicker tried for that field goal, man, you know old buddy was a little shook, man. You know you got to go for the win, and you at home, go for that shit.
You
got to
go get it.
Man.
Go get seven. And while we're on this, man, I think it'll be a disservice, man, if we didn't get up to the boy Sanchez, man. Even though he wasn't able to do anything in the second half, man, that was still a good showing for a rookie, man.
Yep.
A rookie who's not counted on to do much.
He made plays, man. Tell you the truth, I don't see how nobody can say anything about Sanchez. Sanchez was getting blasted and sticking in there, stepping up and making throws, man. That was what was impressive, if you ask me, because he was stepping in the throws, and people were on him, man. And the ball was right there for receivers too, man. You know, that tells you he's talented, man, and he's not scared to get hit, man. So I think the future looks bright for Sanchez, man. I think he's gonna have.
Does Braylon Edwards need LASIK?
You know what it is, man. I don't know if it's LASIK, man, or it's one of those things where, like, you know, the head moves around, throws off your coordination. I heard some things, you know, like how they put people in a room, you follow your to get your eye coordination better, you follow the laser in the dark room, and also the thing with the tennis balls. He needs a lot of coaching to get better at that.
But how does he go from that one season where he caught like 16 touchdowns? He was catching everything in Cleveland. The Derek Anderson money grab that year. How does he do that? And now, you know, I mean, it's 50-50, even if he's open now.
Hey, man, I think what it boils down to, man, is confidence, man.
Yeah.
I think when Cat is, like, you know, in his head and he's got time to think, you know, if you're out there reacting, man, but sometimes you get a throw, man, where you're supposed to throw is coming easy, and you overthink that, or you take your eyes off the ball, he may have a little too much of that, man.
On some Chuck Knoblauch type shit.
Yeah, especially you see those receivers who let the ball get into on the body. The best guys who are catching the football, they catch the ball with their hands, man. You see that?
Right.
Even a young cat like Percy Harvin, man, I see he got a lot of catching balls with his hands. The best cats, man, you see who are good at catching the football, they look the ball in and catch the ball with their hands. A lot of cats you see dropping throws, they let the ball get into the bread basket. You know what I mean? They're trying to hug the ball, missing a lot of balls that way. Or they try to, instead of trying to catch the fat of the ball, they're out there, you know, they don't watch the ball into their hands and catch the fat of the ball. They out there, you know, take their eyes off the ball sometimes, trying to make a move before you're ready. You see a lot of that. T.O. is good for that too, man.
Yeah, especially now. T.O. is real good for that one now.
I still take him. I tell you what.
You think he still has at least a couple more productive seasons, or at least one more?
Absolutely, man. No doubt about it. I still think on the right team, man. If you got a already top notch receiver, and he can come in there and be a number two,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and be a part of a winning group, I think T.O. still be productive, man. Cause think
and,
about
and
it.
You don't and you don't have a soft guy at quarterback.
Let's think
no
about
Tony
it,
Romo.
Let's think about it. If I'm Houston, right, I got Andre Johnson. Okay, if T.O. will be a team player, we put T.O. on the opposite of Andre Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you talking about, man, how you going to
put him? He'll put up numbers.
How you going
to
guard
him? But you got to ask, is Schaub tough enough to have T.O. on the team? Some guys aren't built for that, man. They're not used to being challenged somebody who's not going to kiss their ass.
T.O. got to be a merc at this point in his career, man. He got to be like, listen, man, I ain't rocking no boats. I'm just kind of trying to come in here, man, trying to get numbers and help a team win. That's
right.
How you got to put it. If he's like that, man, he's like, hey, one-year deals for me. I'm going to go merc. I'm going to go merc on these teams, man, and, you know, one-year deals for the rest of my career. Prove teams
mm-hmm.
that, you know, on a winning team, I could be something. Yep. Man, you pair him with Andre Johnson. My God, man, that's a bad ass. Hey, I would like to see that. You know, just on a winning team. Now they're 8-8, but that offense, man, especially if they get a decent running back, man. You know, the Slayton just gets hurt too much.
And he fumbled the ball all over the field last year.
I mean, they got what's the kid play for Tennessee last year, man? I forget his name. The running back.
Foster.
Yeah, Arian Foster, I think is his name.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's decent, man. He's developing, but he fumbles too. I mean, they
right.
got. I mean, they don't really need to run the ball that great. They just need to be able to run it, pick up some yards when they need to. But that offense, man, tight end. They got some good receivers.
Yeah, he blew out his knee. That might be a question mark, too, for him.
What, tight end?
The good tight end was Owen Daniels. He blew
yeah.
out his knee at the end of last year. Ruined
man.
My fantasy season. Bastard.
Yeah, man, that sucks for you, homie.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. That Texas, T.O. to Texas sound pretty good, though, man. They got, you know, they got a lot of young people on defense, but a lot of talent. Well, I don't want to say a lot of talent, but some good talent. Cushing and the boy from Alabama, and then Super Mario.
Hey, somebody commented on this, too. What about T.O. playing playing that number two wide receiver in New England, man? Opposite of Randy Moss, man.
Man, now that would be funny if they would be willing to do it.
Because your boy Wes Welker obviously ain't going to be back.
Right.
In time, man, coming off that blown ACL, man. He ain't going to be
but
back.
But, hell, the way it goes now, man, Brady is so shaky back there. You got to have a sure-handed guy running that two or the three because, you know, Brady's looking deep to Randy. If it ain't there, he's going short quick.
Yeah, man. But
that man does not want to get hit.
I don't think they'll take a chance on T.O., man. I think they're probably more off to try and develop somebody or sign somebody.
Yeah.
Who could work that slot until welcome.
And the young boy looked pretty good, too, last year. You got to give it up to the young boy. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, what's this, Edelman? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's a hungry cat, man. He's out there trying to make plays, man, trying to get.
But regardless of what they do on offense, that defense is still shit, though, so, I mean.
Yeah, they're going to need some players, man. They far from the talented team they used to be, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the boy Belichick, the boy wonder can put together, man, this particular draft class, and we'll see how it shapes out, man. But,
I'm sure he's hungry, man. He's going to come up with something.
See how it shapes out for them, man. They definitely going to need some more. They definitely need to replenish the stock, man.
He ain't going to keep going out like this. I know that. He's definitely going to be hungry this year. Man, so what are you looking at as far as the draft is concerned? Are you real excited about this Senior Bowl?
Yeah. I was watching some of it today, man. I didn't get to really watch a lot, man. So, you know, I was on the clock, man. Mr. Charlie on my back, but
uh-huh.
You know, I was watching, man. They were talking some good stuff, man. They were talking about your boy Tebow, man. Looks like what's that cat, man? Who used to play for the Vikings, man? The cornerback, man. Viking and Rams.
Vikings and Rams.
Yeah, man. I forget his name, man.
And he was good?
Yeah, he was pretty decent, man. He's from Vanderbilt. I forget his name, man. But he did some draft work for ESPN last year too. But the NFL Network had him working on the Senior Bowl today, man. That cat looks like he studies all the players, man. I think he was doing that's his thing, man. It looks like they gearing him up, man, to be working on the show. You might see him on draft day, man. But he knew all the players, man. He said he was pretty impressed with Tebow, his size, man. He said he looked like a linebacker out there. But
you on that Pacquiao.
There you go again, man.
I will, from now until he takes his test, refer to it as that Pacquiao.
But they had some pretty good things to say, man. They're talking about some draft prospects, man, for some guys who are out there, you know, that real big names. But it was looking good, man. It's looking good.
Yeah, we hear a lot about, you know, the defensive tackles and the offensive linemen for this draft, and, you know, everybody's talking about how this isn't a quarterback draft. What about the receivers this year?
Hey, man, there's only two. There's going to be some – people are going to get some pretty good steals, man, especially guys who may fall to the second round, Marty Gilliards, maybe even Damian Williams. Some of those cats might even fall in the second round. There's some good overall depth, man, but to me, there's only three guys that probably I grade out as first-round talents. That's Golden Tate, and not in this order. Golden Tate, Dez Bryant, and Aurelius Ben, man. Aurelius Ben didn't really get to put to show what he could do, man. But I anticipate, man, if he really works and he goes in the combine and lights it up, his name is going to be right there, man. He's going to be first round, probably nothing past 20. He'll probably fall no past 20. 3-6-3.
It's a shame how much he
was a freshman, man. That dude was awesome, man. And
it's a shame how much he brought down Juice Williams' ability this year.
Like the opposite of that, man. Juice Williams really shitted his ass up. I mean, even coming back, I think he was injured sophomore year coming back, man.
Right.
Didn't really get to prove too much, man. Juice Williams didn't really help your boy out, but that dude is a talent, man. I remember him coming out of high school. Illinois stole him out of from Notre Dame. And shoot, you could have had a Golden Tate, a Aurelius Ben connection, man, with your boy Jimmy Clausen. So I like Aurelius Ben a lot, man. Like I said, Dez Bryant is probably the number one on the board, man. He's top 10 talent.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna light up the combine too. I think you're gonna see spectacular numbers from him at the combine, no doubt about it.
Yeah, your boy Ben is a baller, man. Him and Mendenhall themselves got that team to that so-called Rose Bowl that year.
Might even see your boy.
Despite Juice.
You might even see your boy Demaryius Thomas from Georgia Tech get in there in the second round too, man.
Bayberry.
I think you'll see a lot of good value, man, there in the second and maybe even higher at the top of the third round. You'll see some good value and some wide receivers, some guys that you know, that may have first-round talent that may slip in the second, high third rounds, man, but they're going to be there.
Yeah, because Bebe, the thing is, what is he going to run? What is he going to run the 40? Because, man, that is the most physical receiver I've seen this year. That dude, he is a beast with it, man, when he catches it.
6'3". Power, man. You're going to make somebody's squad, no doubt about it. He's going to be on somebody's squad. He's got good hands. Shoot, man. He's got decent speed because how many times did you see that dude catch a short passes, man, and just dip on cats?
Yeah.
Or beat cats down the field for a big-time pass, man.
And run away from them because,
yeah.
Hell, with that Tech offense, it's not like he was just running free, period.
Yeah, man. I expect him to maybe even slip to that. But like I said, maybe that top end, third, very top end of the third round, man. Somebody will get them a pretty good receiver that can develop.
Okay, and on to college basketball and the John Wall watch. Kentucky's number one undefeated right now. You see them going all the way undefeated?
They might be, man. SEC ain't really too many obstacles in the SEC right now for them. Somebody was talking that craziness about Vanderbilt might get him. I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I don't know, man. They might be. Florida almost got him. But Florida,
yeah.
I mean, they look when they want to put on a spurt, they just put it on them, and they just put it in another gear, beat Florida. I don't know. I don't see anybody really giving them a challenge in the SEC, man. Somebody might luck up when they have an off night. But other than that, man, if they play the way they played against, like, Louisville in the first half, that is, defensively, and if they play like they did against Arkansas this past, Saturday?
Yeah.
Who's going to beat them, man? If you put those two performances that they had against Louisville defensively and Arkansas offensively, they're not getting beat, man. They'll see you in the tournament undefeated.
It's going to be a rough one, man. I'm looking at UConn, Kentucky, Kansas, and I want to throw in Purdue or Syracuse as the only teams that really have a shot to take it all away.
Hey, man, who the hell is that African dude that UConn got, man? Where the hell did they get him, man? What tribe?
I don't know,
man. Man, that dude look like he should be out there running with a spear, man.
Oh, look at this old racist bastard.
Nah, man, that dude is the Africanest nigga I've ever seen in my life. That dude was out
there. He can't be African? He can't be African?
That dude is the African. Man, you can even see that, man. You can look like that dude straight went from the damn African landscape straight with a basketball jersey.
And Maktar Njai didn't back in the day?
No, man.
The Carolina?
Maktar Njai looked like he was Americanized. Looked like he was eating Whoppers and shit. this cat right here, man, this cat right here, that dude straight up looked like somebody I have to hunt for my food to live. He looked straight off, man.
Go.
I swear to God, man, I was watching that game.
Bastard, yeah.
I was watching that game, man. I was like, man, this dude looked straight off the boat, son. I was like,
leave that man
just
alone, man. He's from Africa. What's wrong with being from Africa?
I was like, man, did they just put him in a jersey straight fresh off the damn, straight off the field or hunting? Running with the lepers and shit, man.
You talking about him, I guarantee you that dude got a fucking 4.0. I guarantee it.
Nah, man, I ain't saying he's stupid or nothing. I'm just saying that cat looked straight up African, dude. He looked like he needed to have a damn bandana on his head, man.
Man, leave that man alone, man. He's an African
damn,
dude. What do you want from the guy?
Some gold rings on his arm.
You want the guy to be ashamed of being African, man?
Nah,
the guy's African, man. Leave the guy alone.
We could tell, man. Shit. Anybody could see that. I could look on my screen of all the players, man. I knew he was African. I could see it. All those players mixed up on the screen. I was like, man, something don't mix here. This guy looked like he need to be damn throwing a spear into a rhino or some shit.
There you go with the spear stuff, man. Get out of here, man.
Man, that dude straight up.
Like
African,
Africa's
dog.
Like Africa's all the bush now. Come on, man. Leave that guy alone.
That dude straight up looked like an African warrior, dog. I shit you
not. Dude has all the features of an African for real, though.
I
definitely
shit you not,
agree
man.
With
that
you on
dude that. Looked like a straight up African warrior, dog.
Leave
like somebody said, you get out of that leopard skin and kente cloth, man. Put on this jersey. Go kick it with UConn.
Because, of course, in Africa, they don't have T-shirts and jeans or anything like that.
Man. He looked like Shaka Zulu out there, man.
Hey, man, that ain't nothing to be ashamed of, man.
At one time, dude, man, he went on all fours, man, and chased somebody down and blocked a shot on the other end, dog. It took him like 2 seconds.
That boy got a motor in him, man. I like the young boy, man. The boy got go in him.
Yeah, he got go in him, man. What's that dude, man? He look about 7 foot, though, too, man.
Yeah, dude's long as hell, man. I don't know what he is, but he damn near up there. I excluded Texas from that list because of Rick Barnes. He will ruin their season at some point. And everybody else, they pretty much don't measure up, man. Have you looked at the Pac-10 this year?
Man, they suck. I don't think they got a
the
team Pac-10 ranked
is
in the top
terrible,
25.
Man.
They don't got a team ranked in the top 25, man.
Man, think about that. The Pac-10 is terrible. Now the team in the top 25, and North Carolina is about to be out of the top 25.
Yeah, North Carolina hit the skids, man. Them cats ain't developing. Your boy Larry Drew, man, ain't really cutting it at point guard, man.
Yeah, it's obvious he needs to go and put the young, talented kid in there. I mean, Larry Drew, nice to have an upperclassman in there, but he ain't got it, man.
need to run that too, man.
And that kid named Strickland. Strickland, man. You got a little something, man.
He may not be ready, though, man. Maybe that's what your boy Roy Williams be looking at, man.
But, I mean, hell, you're going to lose with Drew, so you might as well go with the young boy and develop him, hell.
Yeah, but that you
Drew ain't going to get it.
If he get out there and don't have the confidence, man, you can break the young boy, man, before he's ready.
Oh, he ain't going to break him because he ain't going to have him but for 2 years anyway. He's leaving. First chance he get, first thing smoking, he's out of there.
Man, that's Carolina you talk about, man. Cats don't leave till like usually junior year. Maybe sophomore if they really that bad, man.
Yeah, that was before, man. Now they leaving. You seen Ty Lawson tried to leave sophomore year. He got that little DUI and had to come back.
The only dumbass who left early was that Forte motherfucker after 1 year, man.
Oh, man, why'd you bring up Forte, man? Damn, man. That was some sad shit, man.
Hey, man,
he had to listen to his uncle or whoever the hell told him to put his name in the draft.
Nah,
man,
that's what happened when you greedy, man. You think that you the shit after 1 year. Man, the boy was a good score, man. He should have went back to school. If you ain't top 10 pick, man, there ain't no reason to come out of school, man. I know that money, you anxious to get that money, man. You'd be like, yo, F the schoolwork, but shoot, man. Maybe
yeah.
You ain't no top 10 pick, man. I mean, he got drafted in the first round, man, but that shit really messed his career up because he rode the pine. Then he had bad attitude, and I think there was some shit with some weed.
Well, the reality of it was, though, he was on that terrible Boston team, and he wasn't getting ticked in. So those are bad signs, man, when you're on a young rebuilding team and you can't see the floor.
Yeah, there was a lot of cats out there, man. Does your boy even get playing time? Your boy even get playing time with Dallas now, man?
Who's that? Green?
Yeah.
If he's on the roster, no, he doesn't get time, though. He might not even be on the roster. That kid could dunk, and he could shoot open threes,
should've
but he can't play basketball.
Should have went to school, man. That's about it.
Yeah, he should have, man. And to think, the guy who drafted Joe Forte, also that same year they traded Joe Johnson. Him and, I believe it was not Kendrick Perkins. It was another wing guy back then. Traded them both, though. And Joe turned out to be what he is now. Second tier, you know what I mean?
About. I know who you're talking about. Joe Johnson was another guy. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I forget.
Yeah, they had him. Got rid of him
first round picks.
Mm-hmm. I want to say this was on Ainge's watch, but I'm not sure.
I'm not really sure.
Could have been.
Good question, man. I don't know how long. I think Ainge may have just got in it, man. Maybe 5 years ago or so. So it's kind of hard.
Okay, so it's not Ainge. That's somebody else's problem. Okay. That's good to hear. At least Danny Ainge didn't do that, man. Oh, shit. So we're coming down to the end, man. We got the NFL over, basically. We got Super Bowl. And we're going to go into the draft. NBA is going to finally roll into the playoffs. Are you ready for a shorter NBA season, or would you ask for a shorter NBA season?
Hey, man.
I'm talking like something to where playoffs are just starting right when March Madness ends.
Yeah, probably. They probably could bring it down to 60 games, man.
Sure, the players wouldn't want it to hit their wallet, man, but it would seem like be a much better product.
The owners wouldn't want it to.
Right, got to get that money. Got to get that money. And there's questions about your boy as far as the draft, man, Taylor Mays. You think it's valid, man, the questions they got about him?
What, can't cover pass coverage?
Yeah.
Look, man, tell you the truth, man. If I'm a team, I don't really give two shits about the and being out there trying to cover, you know, trying to cover. The guy got the speed enough to cover tight ends, put it to you that way. To me, he's a strong safety. He's not a free safety. He's a strong safety. What do strong safeties do? Support the run, blow people up, come across the middle. He's good for that. Just on that alone. You got the speed enough to keep up with the defensive back. If you try to put him out there on receivers, if that's what you're looking at, for him to be like a cover safety, helping over the top, That may not be his strong suit. Maybe somebody get him, coach him up a little bit.
Right.
But that's not his strong suit, man. Maybe that's attributed to USC, maybe the defense they run. But for what he does, blowing people up, run support, he's top 15 pick, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
if he
and
gets
when you
past
bring
15,
the wood, though, what'd you say?
If he get past 15, man, that's a steal for somebody else.
Yeah. And when you bring the wood, though, man, it kind of makes up for whatever couple of steps in coverage that you'll be short. Because, you know, guys like Chuck Cecil, man, they made their living off of, I mean, just putting it to people to make up for the times that there were going to be lapses in coverage. So, I mean, if he's knocking guys out like that.
Yeah, he blew up a lot of guys, man. But that guy got the speed enough to track people down. I'm not worried about him at the next level covering tight ends or anything like that. Maybe even covering running backs out of the backfield. Maybe that may be iffy depending on what matchups he gets, or, you know, with what running backs. But as far as blowing people up, man, I ain't worried about supporting and run support, and I ain't worried about him.
Right. Hey, this is Speaking Like You Think It Radio. We're going to get out of here in a couple of minutes, man. Before we go, man, I wanted to salute the boy Andre Berto, man. The guy basically pulled out of the biggest fight of his career, big payday for him against Sugar Shane Mosley, which would have been on the 30th. Pulled out of the fight because he has a lot of family in Haiti, where his people are from. He flew over there, and he's working with some of the medical teams. I mean, just kind of, you know, putting smiles on kids' faces and shaking hands and the whole nine. Got to salute the boy, man, because people always salute a guy for having a, you know, for performing with a heavy heart in a situation where they step in the arena or get on the field. But it also takes courage to walk away like that. I mean, it's the biggest fight of that man's career.
Yeah, but when you think about what's going on down there in Haiti, man, that shit's life or death, man. So I don't blame him for doing the right thing, man. There's bigger things in life than just a payday, man, or a great opportunity. He, when it comes to the stuff like family, man, and support where you're from, man, in crisis, helping people out, man, helping the country, helping a place where you know that you're from get back on its feet, man. Something is just bigger than just payday. The payday may be there, man. He just may just put stuff on hold, deal with family, the loss of loved ones, burying people, man. Get all that out of the way, man. He could concentrate back on his boxing career.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something you got to put on the back burner, that situation. Is there anything you want to get into before we get out of here?
Nah, man, looking at this Senior Bowl, man, I said, by the way, should have that player rankings up. I sent you the top 40 today,
okay,
man, so that you could probably put that up there on there for people to see who's interested. Added some players, like I said, some guys who no longer in the draft, took their names out. We dropped them off and got some rankings. And we probably will be updating that as the Combine, Senior Bowl things going down,
yeah,
people's pro days and things like that. We'll be updating, keeping it informed.
That's what's up, man. And I want to state again, this is not a mock draft. This is a big board of talent. He's basing everything on best player, and he's ranking them. So there's no mock draft here. This is all big board, who's better than the next guy.
There'll be players, I'm sure, that I probably did not get to see at all this year. Basically, I just try and go off of what I've seen on players and try to rank them. But, you know, guys in the combine that you don't really get exposed to, you really get to see them perform athletically. You know, there may be guys out there that are added as far as I grade them, I do overall football talent from what I've seen on the field and athletically, man. That's how I rate. The guys that I do, because if you got the athletic ability, man, and you got that little bit of football ability where you can probably adapt, and you have the aptitude to play football, and you got that superior athletic ability, that's how I rate guys.
Hey, Yeah, so it's going down. You can check it out at wordpress.com/speakitlikeyouthinkit. It'll be on there. You can check that along with the podcast. It's always on there. Good talking with you, man, Mr. Craig Barzee. Speak It Like You Think It Radio once again. And we'll catch y'all again next Tuesday.
Peace.
Peace.